Hi, welcome to Call to Learn's Table Talk number 19, where we'll be talking about the key pattern of learning, but also the centerpiece, where we'll be talking about more like God and how to keep principle-centered, Christ-centered.
Okay.
Yeah.
So today we are doing that, and I think the best way to do this is for you to share, because you've been doing a lot of having a lot of studying and having a lot of new insights. And so why don't we have the discussion of you sharing with me some of that, and then we can discuss some of your new
Okay.
insights that you have.
Okay. So I've been studying a lot about principles. In fact, we're going to make a principle video about this. But I think the best thing about principles is the questions that come up with them. And so when you're studying a subject, you have to come up with questions on how what you're looking for in a subject, instead of just reading through the textbook and saying, "Okay, that's it, done."
Well,
Right?
reading through and okay, these are the questions,
Oh yeah,
these
there are
formal
questions.
questions that are supposed to under get gain your figure out your comprehension of it.
Right. And that's a good thing, right? To learn the comprehension of what you're getting.
Sure, absolutely. If you
But
don't under
what's even better is to know the principle. And how do you get your kids to know the principle of what you're doing? Well, first of all, you have to know yourself. So here are some questions to ask yourself. Where does the subject originate? Who created it? Well, that's an easy one to answer, I hope. Right?
God.
Yes. So God created all things, and we know that from the scriptures, right? He says that everything testifies of me. Everything testifies of me. So we know that everything points us back to God. And that's the core thing. First, we have to know that first before we can even talk about principles. If we don't have that foundation, we can't talk about anything else. So everything testifies of Christ. All right, the next one is you start asking yourself, well, why does math work this way? Sorry, why does math work this way? Why does history work this way? Why? You ask the question, why, right? And you know why. Why does everything testify of God? Do you know that answer?
Why does everything testify of God? Well, I may not go the direction you're thinking, which
Okay.
works really well for this. I guess it's a discussion. But I was thinking that the reason it does is because we're here on Earth. We have a veil over our understanding of or remembrance of anything before our birth. And we are our job here is to return to Heavenly Father, learning all the things we can that we need to learn here on earth to return to Him. But we have this veil, so we don't know what it is. We can't see it. We can't see Him. We don't have the same experiences as if I'm in the same room with you. I know you, I can remember everything and everything. If I'm not in the same room and I can't remember you, then how do I know to get back to you? Okay? So I think, to me, what I'm saying by that is that the why everything testifies of Christ is obviously He created it. Therefore, if I create something, it testifies of me. But not just that, the reason behind it is so that we can return to Him, so that we can remember Him, so that we can, when we see something, anything, and it reminds us, testifies of Christ, then we are remembering Him. And when we're remembering Him, then we can follow the commandments He's given us, we can follow the path that He's given us, we can seek Him out to find what path we are supposed to follow.
True.
So that's a long answer to the why.
Okay. To help us to remember, basically, he determines how all things are going to work, does he not? When he created things, he determined how they were going
Yeah,
to
well, he
work.
had an order to it all.
Yeah, he had an order to it. And so because he determined it all, and it helps us to see him, then we could look at something, recognize him, or we should be able to recognize him, mm-hmm. and know that he determined how that would work.
Right.
Right. So, and then, so the next question is, once we know why God did this, then we need to, we can ask, how does he determine how they work? Right? Doesn't that beg the question? Once we know what he's doing, now we want to know how does he do it?
Okay.
Yeah. So how is he keeping it? How does he keep things together? How does he hold things together? How does he determine how they work? Do you know the answer?
Give me the answer.
Are you just, because you really don't know? Or is it because?
I'm not thinking enough into it right now.
Oh, okay. So he uses laws.
Oh, okay. Yeah? Principles.
He uses principles. He uses laws.
Right.
He uses covenants with his children, right? Mm-hmm. He uses, and he tells them, if you do this, I will do this. That's a covenant. And he never breaks it. We break it.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
But he will never break his promises, mm-hmm. right? And so we could, and because we know he's consistent and constant like that, we will forever, we can trust him.
So his laws and the principles and the covenants that he has made with us, mm-hmm. whether or not we have anything to do with our end of it.
Yeah.
He's promised certain things, and that's how he's, you're saying that's how he holds it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes total sense.
Yeah. I remember reading, I
don't think I understood what you meant by hold it all together, so.
Oh, but now do you?
Yes, I do now.
Okay. I'm like, wait. So I remember reading I think it was a Sherry Du book, and it was all about covenants and how we are covenant keeping people, yeah. and that covenant. And because we made covenants before we came to earth, we are all, what's the word? Connected.
Connected, right.
Connected. Because we are all connected because we all make covenants, right? And so no matter who's on this earth, we have a connection, not only because we're brothers and sisters, but because we have covenant, we've made covenants with God. Mm-hmm. And because we have that covenant, he's going to hold his position together. He's not going to take the earth and bounce it around, and he's not going to, you know, I think of Star Trek and Q, how he says, well, humans are fun to play with. Let's give them this, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so... So God's not like that. We can trust him. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing about this, well, is that we can be he can be trusted.
He's shown that mm-hmm. Through the scriptures. He promises something, and you can see he's stayed with that.
Right, right.
You know,
exactly.
There was the flood, and mm-hmm. then he promised that he would not destroy the earth by flood again.
Yeah.
And there's been other ways, mm-hmm. but there hasn't been a complete destruction by flood again.
Correct. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
As one example.
Mm-hmm. So he keeps his promises, and we know that we can trust him. So once we have that foundation, that there is a God, that all mm-hmm. things testify of him, that he holds all things together, or he is in charge of keeping it by keeping his covenants and by fixed laws, then we need to learn about those laws. So this is what I love about learning. One of my favorite things. Once I have that foundation, is that then I can start treasure hunting, discovering, right? You start looking. Some things are really obvious. Yeah, that definitely testifies of God. But then you can look at something else and you're like,
how does that do it?
What in the world?
Knowing that everything does, mm-hmm. you can now seek out what is it that does that.
Yeah. Remember the walks we would go on with the kids, and we'd say, okay, how does the tree testify of God? Mm-hmm. How does this leaf look like Christ?
Or testify of
Christ, yeah. How does, you know, we just for random things. And it's got so fun that the kids were asking each other, and they'd find a bolt. How does this bolt look like Christ or testify of Christ, right? So those are fun ways that you can do it. I went to a Relief Society meeting a couple weeks ago, and it got to be a lull time, and nobody was talking, or everybody was like in little groups. And I thought, no, we need to be unified somehow. We need to unify ourselves. And so I said, let's ask the question, what happened today that brought you closer to Christ? And I thought it was very fascinating, some of the answers. the answers were, I have no idea how Christ was in my life. Let me think. I yelled at my kids and I decided not to later. You know, things like that. That was some of the answers. And then other answers were, yeah, I saw, I understood Christ's face and how he looked because of an action I did for somebody else. And so, wow. I know, it was very variety.
That's interesting. I mean, it shows that we need to pay more attention to that.
Yes.
That obviously people don't pay attention to it. And we need to do a better job of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's kind of like I can't remember the question, but it has to do with journal writing, and you ask, I know you know what I'm thinking of when I get to it, if I can just get it out. You ask, how is my influence, like, how is my day influenced by
God? Oh.
How did I see God's hand today? And
yeah, that's what President Holland said,
yes,
asked, right?
So if you start asking yourself that on a regular basis.
How did I
basis,
see God's hand in every day? Or I ask the question, what random acts of kindness happened to me today? Mm-hmm. And all these random acts of kindness lead me to know that there's a God, that he's watching over me, mm-hmm. that his hand is in my life. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
So I think if we practice doing that, mm-hmm. and then especially if we're using that as a way to write it down, then we have the ability to see it better next time, mm-hmm. you know, the next day. Yeah. And it becomes just, I know when you were first sharing about doing the random acts of kindness journaling, that it was like you thought, oh, how am I going to do this, you know, every single day? And then all of a sudden, there's too many things. I can't write them all down. And then you just get used to seeing that. And I think that's important for us to do, because if the reason that we see God in all things, that he's testified in everything, if the reason is for us to remember him, and we make a covenant to always remember him, mm-hmm. so if that's our job, is to always remember him, then it's really important that we practice it.
Yeah.
So that we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So once you have this foundation, and once you understand about God and how he's in everything, then you start looking for it, right? We talked about the treasure hunt, and you start looking for those principles. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're easy, sometimes they're really, really hard. But one of the biggest things that we need to be aware of, guess, is to know what is making us dependent on God and what's making us independent
from him.
From him, yeah. Mm. Does that make sense? So, like, if I'm learning this and it's making me come closer to you and know my dependence on you, then that is truth.
Me.
But God. And if it's teaching me that I can do it on my own, I don't need mm-hmm. God. So think of science, right? We have lots of things in science right now that are taught as fact that are really just fictional. So the magma theory for one of them, the evolution is another one, the law of relativity, all of those are saying, we don't need a God. There's no God. We did it on our own, or the Big Bang happened, or all these kinds of things happened.
So everything testifies of Christ. So the thought just came to me that what you're saying is, if something we see in science is not leading us to God, we either have to see what we're missing.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Why not? Like, it can be still like gravity. If we're just saying that gravity exists and we're seeing the laws of gravity, and we just say, well, it's not leading me to God, then I need to look at gravity a different way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's no question it exists.
True. That one's demonstrable.
That one's demonstrable. It's easy.
Yeah, it's proven.
The ones that we can't see, like Big Bang Theory or what is the center of the Earth made out of, mm-hmm. The things that they have not been able to prove one way or another.
Correct.
They have ideas, but mm-hmm. no proof of anything for sure.
Yeah.
Well, if the theory is taking us away from God, then it can't be the right thing.
Right. Right.
If the theory, that disproves the theory right mm-hmm. there.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that make it easy? I think I love this. Is it making me more dependent on God, or is it making me an independent from God? And that's the deep, deep question that we have to ask in everything that we learn, mm-hmm. right? It's easy to see it in science right now because we're being taught all of these right. false things. But mm-hmm. but you should ask that question in everything, absolutely everything.
When we look at it, I do think it's important for us to look at it and say, okay, I'm not being led to God, so I need to ask myself why first. Because if it's something I'm not looking at it in the right way, mm-hmm. then that's one thing. But if I'm seeing an exact thing or a theory or something, and it's not leading me to God, and I'm looking at it every possible way, mm-hmm. then it can't be correct.
Correct, right, yeah.
You may find another way to disprove it, mm-hmm. but you know, just so that you can check that off.
Right,
but,
right.
But you've got a huge clue right there, right mm-hmm. away.
Yeah. So two things we started. Does it point me to God? Does it help me become dependent on Him or independent from Him? Mm-hmm. Right. And then another one is we should just never lose sight of those principles. If we are looking and studying and we forget what we're doing, we got to remember, like, got to have our focus still on that. Got to keep our mind still on that principle, because it's easy to get off on learning new things about any type of subject. But to remember to go back, does it point me to God? Is it helping me become dependent on Him? Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the two things. So, just remember that God, we behold God in everything, right? Everything testifies that there is a God in the things. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, the third thing is the glory. Do we give glory to God? So in heaven, God said, who wants to go down and do this? This devil said, I'll do it, but you give me the glory. Right. And Christ said, I'll do it and I'll give you the glory. And He did, right? Absolutely. Everything I do because the Father told me to.
Yes.
Right?
Well, and for his glory and for His, all the, those different types of words are used all the time by Christ mm-hmm. to say, this isn't about me.
Right.
This is about Him.
Mm-hmm. And then think about His life. Like, He did that throughout His whole life, right? I am teaching you these things because my Father taught me these things. I am performing this ordinance because my Father performed this ordinance. I am doing this because my Father, right? Mm-hmm. He's always pointing it to God, to Heavenly yes. Father. Do we do that in everything that we do?
Not a question we want to answer.
Maybe not.
Because, we all can improve there.
Yes.
All need to improve there. Mm-hmm.
So think about it in a math problem.
Here we go.
Math. Yeah, that math. 2 + 2 = 4. Everybody can remember that. Everybody can think about it. Even no one can dispute it, right? And it's true whether you believe in God or whether you don't believe in God.
Okay.
It's always true until you ask those fundamental questions, right? Mm-hmm. But how does that lead you to glory? How does that lead to the God, Father's glory? That's the question you should ask.
How 2 + 2 = 4 leads to that.
Yeah.
Well, my first reaction to that, since I don't know if you're really asking me, but my first reaction to that is that it leads me because there's order.
Hmm.
That's the first thought that came to my mind. There's order. It always is. 2 + 2 = 4. Mm-hmm.
It's consistency, right?
Yeah. So there's that consistency in the order, which testifies it's just like, math is consistent this way. So if I'm saying, okay, all things testify of Christ, then if math is consistent, that's telling me God is consistent.
Good. And therefore, we can trust Him.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because He is consistent, we can trust Him. Does that make you dependent on God?
Well,
or at least.
So it's a word. It's a word that seems a little strange to me. Okay. Dependent on him, but we all are dependent on him. So it's kind of irrelevant there.
We depend on him to keep it consistent.
Well, yeah, we depend on him for our very life. So
well, yeah, for our air,
everything
yeah.
is dependent.
But in
on him.
This but problem.
Yes, but yes, it points me to him.
Yeah, it points you to him. It helps you to know that I depend on him for everything. Mm-hmm. He keeps it consistent. If he didn't keep it consistent, then 2 + 2 could be 20.
Right. And now it's not dependable.
Right.
I can't
and
depend
then
on it.
And then you can't trust him.
And then I can't trust him. I can't trust,
right.
I can't trust that it will work or anything.
Yeah, exactly. I think the beautiful thing about math is that, well, it's most subjects, but math, we do not look at it this way as much as we do history and science. And that is that you can look as if it's a looking glass, right? You have this looking glass and you're looking through it and you can see God's reflection in that subject. So in math, he has all the characteristics. He's consistent. He's orderly. He's dependable. All of these things are math too. And in math, you can see God and you can get those characteristics out. I love this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of love that.
Yeah. So the three things then are, does it point me to God? Does it help me understand my dependability on him? Is that better? Is that a better question?
Yeah. No, it was just fine the way it was.
Oh, okay. But... And then third was it? Oh,
the reflection.
The reflection, yeah. Does it reflect of God?
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we should share this right here.
Okay.
With your question, does it point to God? In Psalms 105, verse 4, it states, "Look to the Lord and his strength, seek his face always."
Yeah.
So be looking always for his face. Looking. So that's saying to me, look. In anything in the whole world, whether I'm out in nature, or whether I'm looking at a math problem or whatever, that I need to look to find his face in it.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were saying with different science things or other things we're experimenting with, if we can't find his face in it, that's a huge red flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it may be, I still think it may be that as we learn more about it, we will discover his face in it and show that it's true.
Yeah.
But right from the beginning, if we don't see his face in it, that's a red flag that we need to be cautious.
Either look
to not just accept it.
Or yep, well, keep asking questions.
You know, if it's something we're investigating, meaning we're experimenting with personally ourselves, that's one thing. But if we're just being taught something and it doesn't testify of God and of his power. And I can think of several things that are taught right now all over the planet that definitely don't do that. And so we can't, if it does not testify or we can't see God in his face in that, then we need to relook at it and not just take it on faith that these people that are supposed to be so smart have told me.
Yeah.
You know, we're being constantly told that, well, it's got to be true because this person is so smart.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But that's humanism, is it not?
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Then we're putting our trust in God, in a man.
Arm of flesh.
Yeah.
And so if this person is so smart, God is smarter.
Yeah.
And so you go through him, not through them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's told us to, and we've covenanted to do that.
Yes, we have.
So we have to...
To seek his face always.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to always remember him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're reminded that weekly.
Yes. Yes, we are.
So...
Yep. All right. So do you want to do a little review or...
Well, I think we kind of did a review.
Yeah.
So, but let's just...
How it points back to the key pattern of learning.
Okay.
So in the key pattern of learning, you have your six major areas that you're learning. The centerpiece is the receiving revelation. But the centerpiece is God. Who is your learning, or what is your learning centered on? and it should be God. And it's not just a casual, yeah, I'm Christ-centered, or I believe in God. It's more than that. We should be seeking God in everything. Seeking Him. That's an action word.
It's really important. I love that there's more and more people, teaching Christ-centered this or Christ-centered mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
Having said that, I have attended or I've heard, I've seen a lot of the things that have come out of that. And a lot of times it is just, well, God here. And they put a scripture with what they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes it that you don't really see how God is involved in mm-hmm. that.
It's one of the things that I've really been disappointed in most of the curriculums out there is that they teach and teach and teach all of this scientific stuff, and they'll throw in a scripture or throw in a verse, and I'm like, that's not teaching God. That's not teaching Christ.
I'm sorry, I'm going to say it.
Thrown around.
I may be getting in trouble for this, but I'm just going to say it. There are plenty of people that don't put God in their curriculum, and then they say, but that's easy to do. Just go find some scriptures and throw that in.
Yeah.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, it's far, far, far
curriculum, I don't care what, it has to be testifying of Christ, mm-hmm. or it's not worth even looking at.
Yeah. Yep.
There, I said it.
You did. Okay, so just a closing thought that just make sure that your curriculums are pointing to God, that they are helping you understand your dependability upon Him, and that you are beholding His face in everything, that you're looking through your looking glass and you're seeing what God wants you to see.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so that's today's Table Talk.
Yes.
And I hope you got some really cool little gems out of that. And because I got some realizations out of our conversation
good,
here.
Good.
And so rewatch some of this if you need to or whatnot. Share it with people, and we will see you next time.
All right. Thanks for coming. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.